This is Brenda Best. I got a little song for you. Let's turn it up. Let's turn it on. Jozy Fasantino is playing that song.
Live from your computer, it's time for the Jozy Show. I'm Alan Firestone with Tina Pasantino, and now here's the host of your show, Jozy Pasantino.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Jozy Show. I'm Jozy Pasantino. We have a great night. Thank you guys for so much for tuning in. Remember, we're here every Friday night at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, and you can listen by phone, or you can call in to speak with us or our guests at 646-381-4339 or online at our website, www.josieshow.com. And go in the chat room, because the chat room is a lot of fun. We always have some fun things in there. And you can ask questions for our guests. So, yes, we have a very, very exciting show, so thank you guys so much for joining us, and we are going to get started just in a minute. Let's just ask everyone, can you guys hear us all right? That's very important, so let me know in the chat room if you could hear us perfectly, and here is what we will do in the next hour or so. Up first will be my outstanding guest, singer-songwriter Catherine Lewin. Also, remember my show, Josie's Heart Country on the Southern Star Network, airs every week at its new day and time, Friday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern, right before this show. At so yes, it's a lot of fun. My guest was Courtney Stewart. She was just fabulous. So you can check it out at www.thesouthernstar.org and just click on the tab at the top, Josie's Heart Country, and it should automatically start. It's a lot of fun. So get some popcorn, age appropriate beverage, and enjoy. And also, the day is finally here. I am super excited because tonight we will also reveal the winners of the CME Jozy Show Collaboration Positive Lyrics Songwriting Contest. Try saying that five times fast. It's a tongue twister. But I am very excited because we have Malia McKinney, who is the owner of Conscious Music Entertainment. So she's going to call in. We're going to announce the winners. We're going to have a blast. So stay with us throughout the whole show. You don't know what's going to happen or who is going to call in. So now it looks like our guest tonight has arrived. So everyone, please help me welcome the amazingly talented Catherine Lewin. Woo! Hello, Catherine. Hi, Catherine. How are you?
Hi, Jozy. I'm great. How are you doing?
I am doing fabulous. I'm so excited to talk with you. How are you? I'm so excited.
Oh, I'm doing excellent. I'm so happy to be on the show.
Oh, awesome. That's always good. So let's get started. So please just tell us, how old were you when you started singing?
Well, believe it or not, my music career didn't actually start with me singing. I actually began playing piano when I was about 4 years old. And began composing on the piano when I was about 11 years old or so. And then kind of from there, I gradually taught myself a few different instruments. And once I picked up guitar, I started writing lyrics to the songs that I was composing. And just, you know, being raised on a farm, I, you know, kind of gradually moved into the country music genre. So in a nutshell, that's how I got here.
Oh, really cool. So music was really always with you.
Yes, very much so. It's always been a big part of me.
And did you have a musical family?
I do, actually. We all, you know, took piano lessons for at least a year, and we all like to do a lot of singing, and actually me and my dad do quite a bit of singing ourselves, even now. And growing up we did as well, as a family, and lots of singing in the choir at church, and so I've kind of always been around music growing up, and it's, stayed a big part of my life throughout.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like a lot of fun, especially getting to sing with your dad and just having so much fun with it. That's really, really cool.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Yeah.
I feel like it's very
biggest...
special.
Oh, sorry. What were you saying?
Sorry, what was that?
Oh, I was just going to ask, who would you say are your biggest musical influences? Who do you really look up to?
Well, I would say Miranda Lambert is a big influence on me. Just I feel like we have a lot in common in our styles and in our, just our personalities even. And I also really look up to Paul Brandt and Terry Clark. They've done so much in the Canadian country music industry. Just are, really inspiring people. There's always those classic people like Johnny Cash who are just, indescribably, talented and have definitely made an impact on the music industry. And very inspiring people like that too. So
very cool. I'm a humongo fan of Miranda Lambert, so I'm with you on that one. I love her.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
Oh, yeah. She's just so, so talented. And also, another talented person that you actually got to go on stage and do a duet with is Dierks Bentley. Tell us about that experience.
Well, to date, it's still the best night of my life.
Oh, yeah.
how it actually had happened was I had won a contest on the radio to win tickets to his concert and meet him. And actually, the whole singing thing wasn't even part of the deal. It just happened that I brought my little demo CD with me to give to him. And one way or another, when we met him on his bus, I ended up with a guitar and we ended up just jamming out Long Trip Alone. And I guess he was impressed enough to invite me on stage for the encore. So I was absolutely thrilled and just super excited. So it was fabulous.
Wow. How did you keep your cool? Because I know I would be completely starstruck and just crazy nervous. Were you nervous?
Well, it's funny. Like when I met him, you kind of have the initial, you're starstruck a little bit, and then
yeah.
You just kind of realize, he's just a regular person like we are. And mm-hmm. And he's such a nice guy, easy to talk to. But once I got on stage, it was, I just felt so natural, and I felt just really at home on stage, and I was more excited than nervous. I don't even remember feeling nervous at all.
Wow. So you just were automatically in the mode. That's just such a great experience that'll stay with you forever.
Oh, it for sure will. It definitely was a night that changed my life for sure.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And I'm very excited because I get to play some of your music tonight. But first, can you tell us about some of the music that you currently have out right now?
Well, I released my first album in December 2009. And mm-hmm. Now there's a few songs that I believe you're going to play today. One of them is called I'm Home Again. And that's actually a song that I wrote talking about getting out of the city for the weekend and, being a farm girl, I like to write about that kind of stuff. And I'm not sure if that's the song you're going to play right away here, but...
It is, actually.
Oh, perfect.
Very great
that
segue.
Works out good, then. Great.
It does. Exactly. So let's play that now. I'm Home Again, and we'll be right back, all right?
Perfect.
All right, here we go.
Lights are suffocating me again. All that traffic outside is seeping in. It's only Monday and it's four more sleep till I can't get away from these busy streets. These high black dress clothes are making me itch. Breaking my new cowboy boots with a special red stick. And even if I
And that was I'm Home Again by Catherine Lewins. And I love this song. It is so wonderful. And I have to say, I just love your, like, southern twang, I guess you could say. It's amazing. You sound like a little bit like Miranda Lambert, I have to say. You really do.
Oh, well, I take that as a very big compliment. Thank you.
Yes. You're welcome. I absolutely love it. I love it, love it. And thank you so much for sending that in so I could play it tonight. And so where can our listeners go to purchase all of your music?
Right now it's available on my website, and that's www.catherinelewins.com.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Mm-hmm. So very easy, easy.
Yeah, for sure.
Awesome, awesome. And after the show, what we like to do is we like to post websites of our guests that was on. So I will post your website everywhere for the fans, so... No,
yeah,
big deal, no worries.
Fabulous.
That one. Awesome. Okay, great. Sweet, sweet. And so how would you describe your performances or shows to your to the new listeners? How'd you describe
it? I think one observation that people make when I'm on stage performing is that I just enjoy making the music and I feel it's, you know,
mm-hmm.
just you know, ooze out of me almost.
Yeah.
It's just such a part of me, and I just enjoy making it so much, and I really get into it, and you know, I like to have fun on stage, and I like to dance around, and you know, I can't help but dance when I hear the music too, and I love when people dance along with me and have fun with me, and I also love doing, you know, kind of the more mellow kind of stuff too, when I get to, you know, make people feel emotion and stuff like that too. So just, you know, every end of the spectrum, I just love making music on stage.
Absolutely, absolutely. And one of these days, you have to let me know when you're in Illinois or anywhere around here. I would absolutely love to see you perform live. That would be awesome.
Oh, definitely. You get a VIP ticket.
Okay, that would be amazing. That would be amazing. I will bring my camera. Okay.
Awesome.
I have to. That would be so, so much fun. So let's play another one of your songs that we have here tonight, The Girl You Couldn't Get. Ooh, I like it. All right, let's play that now.
All right.
Here we go.
Trying to stay out of my sight. You're not fooling anybody, cowboy. You're wishing you could be mine, all mine. But I've got a surprise for you. I don't want you back. I've got me a new man who makes up for all you lack, yeah.
and that was The Girl You Couldn't Get. And my producer slash mama was jamming to this song behind the scenes. I just wanted to let you know that right now.
Oh, nice.
Oh, see,
I told you.
Wow. You got some big fans over here, just letting you know right now.
Oh, that's awesome to hear.
Yes. And so are you currently working on any new projects that you could share with us?
I am, actually. I've been doing a lot of writing for my next album. And just kind of in the process of making arrangements to get that all recorded and done up, and looking forward to getting that released hopefully this year.
Ooh, that is so exciting. You have to let us know so we can promote it, okay? Like, a lot.
Oh, definitely.
Good. Here's some fun questions and some crazy questions, but it wouldn't be the Josie Show if we didn't ask them. So, who have you met that has made the biggest impression on you in your career? That's a kind of serious question.
Right. Well, probably Dierks Bentley, I would have to say.
Oh, yeah.
'Cause that whole experience of singing with him on stage really, you know, made me want to pursue music as a career. So that definitely would have to be number one.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, definitely. And here's a crazy question, all right? Just a warning. So what is the craziest thing that you have been asked to autograph by a fan? Do you have any crazy items that you had to sign?
Nothing too crazy, actually. I think I think at one of my other shows, just one of these past shows here, I autographed somebody's cowboy hat, actually.
Ooh,
there was a cowboy hat. And then there was a handkerchief, I think, if I remember right. Yeah, so those are kind of the most odd items, I guess.
Some dedicated fans there. See?
Yeah.
That's so cool. Very, very neat. And here's a fun question that I love to ask. Do you have any on-stage embarrassing moments that happened to you while performing?
I actually do. There's one that comes to mind right away. Me and my band were driving to this gig, and my guitar player was talking about this Rolling Stones moment on stage when he's like, "Oh, good evening, Regina, the only place that rhymes with fun." And so we kind of were laughing about that in the van on the way to the gig. And so when we got up on stage that night, that's what I introduced as, like, "Hello, Regina, the only place that rhymes with fun." And then we all had a big, big laugh about that. So,
That's hilarious.
Not everybody in the audience got it, so I was a little embarrassed, but it was lots of fun.
But it was fun for the people who totally got it. That's all.
Oh, yeah. Me and my band busted a gut.
That's hilarious. Well, that's all that counts. That's hilarious.
Yes, for sure.
I love it. That's my favorite question. So much fun. What are some things that you like to do for fun when you're not working on your music? Any hobbies or?
Well, when I get a chance to go home to my farm, I love just getting outside and riding the horse and riding on the quad and spending time with the animals out there and just spending time with my family. I have a large family and lots of nieces and nephews, so I like to hang out with them and spend time with them and hang out with my friends and go out and socialize and, you know, just have a good time like anybody else would. So
exactly. Love it. And I'm still so jealous that you got to live on a farm. I want to so bad. I love animals.
Yeah, I feel very blessed. That's for sure.
Yeah. love it. And spending time with family and friends, nothing better.
Mm-hmm, oh, yeah, mm-hmm. For sure.
Exactly. And let's see, there's some questions in the chat room that I want to get to. Do you have any rituals that you like to do before you go on stage? Good question.
Well, one thing I try to make sure I do before every performance is just say a little prayer. I have a strong faith and I rely on, you know, the Lord's strength with each performance, and so that's one thing that I make sure I try to do before each time I sing.
Love it. And let me see another question before I lose it. If you could perform anywhere and open up for anyone, who would that be? If you could perform anywhere and open up for anyone.
That's quite the question.
Like, yeah.
Well, there's so many great artists and there's so many great places to play.
Mm-hmm. That's hard. That's
well,
really hard
you know,
question.
You know, the Grand Ole Opry is, of course, the place to play. So I would have to say that would be the venue. And, I think probably Miranda Lambert would be pretty cool to open up for just because I look up to her a lot. I also think it would be cool to open up for Paul Brand. I think that would be a really fun show, too. So.
Oh, yes. Someone needs to start that petition.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah. I'll be starting that petition after the show. So let's see. Here's a funny question from Alan in the chat room. How many pairs of jeans do you own? I don't know.
How many pairs of jeans do I own?
Yes.
Well,
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know, like 5?
Yeah. So
not very many.
Nothing too crazy.
I ain't a big shopper or anything.
That's funny. Very interesting question. Thank you, Alan.
Nice.
Let's see. What other genres of music do you listen to?
What other genres?
Yes.
Oh, well, I listen to absolutely everything. I love classical music sometimes, actually. It just kind of, you know, calms you down and is just so beautiful. And I like to listen to, you know, a lot of R&B stuff with cool beats because I play drums too. I don't know, I really enjoy Latin music, Spanish kind of sounding music because I like to dance a lot. And I don't know, just kind of whatever I'm craving, I like to listen to. So,
it really
is anything.
Oh, yeah. I love that because music has no boundaries. I listen to anything that, just anything.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, yes. Let's see. And then in the chat room, what songs are on your personal playlist right now?
On my personal playlist right now? Let me just see. I think in my car, I'm listening to Kings of Leon in my car right now.
Well, not as we speak, but...
That's what's in my player right now.
Nice.
I've actually been kind of on a classical kick for the last couple of days, so I've been listening to some of that. And I don't know, just some Lady Antebellum, some Pistolani's, Luke Bryan, Jason Aldean. So, yeah,
that sounds
kind
like
of
my
a little
playlist.
Bit of everything.
Yes. I love that. Let's see here. And then in the chat room, if you weren't in the music business, what else would you like to be doing?
I think if I wasn't in the music business, I would love to be a mom and raise lots of kids. Because
that's a good answer.
I grew up in a big loving family and I just see how much joy that I have from you know, having such a great family life, and I'd love to pass that along to my children.
Yes, and then get to perform with your kids. That would be really cool.
Yeah, that'd be a big bonus.
Oh, yeah. See? That'd be a lot of fun. And I have to thank you so, so much, Catherine, for coming on the show. We ran out of time, but I think you're fabulous. I think you're just amazing, and thank you so, so much for coming on. Loved it.
Well, thank you so much, Josie, for having me. It was great to meet you.
It was so great meeting you, too. And keep in touch. I have Facebook and all that fun stuff.
Oh, for sure. Me, too.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Catherine, and we will talk to you soon.
Great. Thanks, Josie.
Thank you. Bye. Woo. Yeah, that was Catherine Lewins, and she is so amazing. She's super talented. You got to hear her songs. I'm Home Again and The Girl You Couldn't Get, and we are going to be posting her website on, every website that we own after the show. So just it's easy. It's a click away, and then you can check out all of her music. Buy it. And have just a ball. So let's see. And also I want to mention our upcoming guests, because we have some really great, great guests coming up that I'm so happy about. So next week, February 24th, I will actually be hitting the road to record my very first single. I know. It's crazy. I'm super nervous, but I've been getting so much great advice from people, and I'm going to be myself. I'm going to wear that Snuggie. I'm going to be comfortable, and it's going to just be so much fun. So I will actually bring you a best of interviews show on February 24th, because I will be recording my first single. And it's going to be awesome. It's going to be funny. It's going to be narrated by one of my producers, Alan. So I apologize in advance. But you guys should have fun. And by the way, Alan is the funny one who asked the jeans question to Catherine. Yes, he is wonderful. love him. And then also I will be back on March 2nd with guests Don Schenk and Jesse Bryant. And on March 16th we have Jason Lee Davis. Yeah. And then on April 20th I will bring you Billy Curtis. So we are booking fools. I'm telling you, we're confirming a bunch more bookings. So just keep checking out the homepage of our site, josieshow.com, to see the many, many upcoming artists that we will be featuring each week. And we're actually currently booking for the rest of March and April. So if you would like to be featured on the show, please email Tina, T-I-N-A, at josieshow.com, or go to the contacts tab on our website and send us a message. We would love to hear from you. If you have any guest suggestions that you would like to see on the show, or if you would like to be on the show, if you're a singer, actress, or have anything to promote, athlete, there's no boundaries. Just come on down, and I would love to chat with you. And so now, as you guys know, and this is my serious voice because I am just beyond excited about this. As you know, we had a positive lyric songwriting contest that the Josie Show collaborated on with Conscious Music Entertainment, and tonight we reveal the winner of this contest. But first, I would like to bring on Malia McKinney, who I adore. I love her so, so much. She is the second mother to me, and she's also the owner of Conscious Music Entertainment. That is right. So let's put her on right now. Oh, I'm so excited. Hello, Malia. Are you there?
Yes, I am, Josie. How are you tonight, sweetie?
Oh, I am doing just amazing, amazing. I got to talk to Catherine Lewins, who is just so, so talented, and now I get to talk to you. It's going to be a great night, and just, I'm so excited. Are you excited about this? I'm excited.
I am super excited. I am just so excited and so grateful that so many people are supporting positive lyrics. And the Josie Show. And I'm even more super excited that you have your song coming up.
Oh, I am so excited. And the music just sounds wonderful. I know it's going to just, I'm going to do everyone proud. I promise. I will.
You will. There's no doubt over here. I'm telling you. I know 100% that you will do your best. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
maybe
yeah.
A surprise or two. It's going to be good. Going to be great. Great.
perfect.
If I can, that's going to be awesome. If I can, I just wanted to take a quick minute and to thank all the judges for their time, their support, and everything that they've contributed to make this songwriting contest a possibility with the Josie Show in collaboration with Conscious Music Entertainment. I wanted to thank you and your wonderful producer mother, Miss Tina, who is just off the hook. And I just want to thank all your listeners too. There was a lot of really nice songs that came in and some incredible talent out there, and I just encourage everyone to stay positive and to keep on writing and pursuing your dream, should it be music. If not, then just pursue the ideal of children, especially in our youth, to continue the positive music in their environment. And with that being said, that's all I have to say. You know, I'm just really excited for you to announce the winners and so forth, and it sounds great.
Oh, yes. And we have to thank you, too, Malia, for everything that you're doing with positive lyrics and collaborating with this on this contest that is just beyond amazing. So thank you for every little work that you put in and every single thing that you do, because everything you touch turns to gold. So thank you so much.
Oh, gosh. you're just too nice to me, Josie. I love you.
I love you, too. And I'm very excited to just hear. I mean, let's not waste any time. Here we go. Can I announce them now? Let's do this. Because I know people are just crazy excited about this. So let's see. In third place, the winner in third place is Gary Brockway with his song titled Running with the Wind. Yeah, third place, Gary Brockway. You rock. Running with the Wind. Woo! Yeah, you da-da-da-da-da. Okay, I'm acting crazy. I apologize. it's so fun. Okay, and then in second place, we have Pat Riley with his song titled Well, I Will. Yeah, congratulations, Pat Riley. Woo! Yay! All right, now. So, okay, we have to do these more often. This is so much fun. Okay, and then first place winner, drum roll, please. I'll do the drum roll. Is Allison Bolton with her song titled Survivor. Yeah, woohoo! Congratulations, Allison Bolton. First place with her song Survivor. Congratulations, all of our wonderful winners. Third, second, first place. Once again, third place, Gary Brockway with his song titled Running with the Wind. Second place, Pat Riley with his song titled Well, I Will. And our first place winner, Allison Bolton with her song Survivor. So congratulations, everyone. And remember, the number to call in is 646-381-4339. So congratulations, everyone. Great, great job. So let's see. What do we have here? Ooh.
Well, Josie, we have got one of the judges on the line. Yeah, we're going to bring her on right now. We're very lucky to have from... Who is this? It's one of your favorite girls. You know who it is?
Great. Genevieve Burrings from Choo Choo Song. Okay, can I just say I'm a huge fan of this lady right now? Okay, let's bring her on.
I know you're excited. Let's get her on.
Beyond. Hello.
Hello. How's it going? This was so fun, wasn't it?
Great. Oh, this was so, so much fun. And I have to thank you so, so much for taking the time and being a wonderful judge.
You're so welcome. It was so hard. Everybody was so great. There's some other ones that I'm still like, I tell you, it was awesome.
Oh, this is so, so much fun. Like I said, we have to do these more often. This was a lot of fun.
Absolutely. We really do. Yay!
Oh, yes.
So are the winners going to call in now that they've heard that they're big winners?
Mm-hmm. I hope so. I hope they do. I don't think anybody's called in quite yet. Not yet. We're still waiting. But Gary Brockway, Pat Riley, and Allison Bolton were the wonderful winners.
Yay!
Yay!
I love
Woo-hoo!
It. I love it.
Love
so
it.
Awesome.
Love
it. And I was so glad to be a part of it. Thank you for including me.
Oh, it is our pleasure. And I think we still have Malia on the phone, I'm pretty sure. Do we still have Malia? Yeah. Malia?
Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. I needed to hear. I was hoping some of the songwriters. Hello, how are you?
Wonderful. How are you?
I am just like, as our Josie would say, super excited. Yay.
That's my word.
Oh. So great. I think it's a wonderful thing that we're doing, and I'm actually in a studio session right now with an incredibly talented 12-year-old girl.
Ooh.
Say hi, Anaya. Hi. I have a recording
hi.
Right now. So a thing to take a little break for. It's very fun.
That is so, so cool. I love it. I love it. This is just amazing. And what do positive lyrics mean to you, Genevieve?
Oh, they mean everything. Are you kidding? It makes me, mm-hmm. It makes my soul cringe when I hear kids singing along to some, like, horrendous song lyrics that makes people cringe. But, yeah, positive song lyrics are everything because people go around singing the songs. They're lodged in their heads, and before they know it, they're reciting them, and other people are listening. And, you know, lyrics and messages, they resonate whether you know it or not, so... Definitely starts with music and the lyrics that are in the song.
Absolutely. And that's why I love what you do, because I am a huge fan.
Thank you.
Yes, and that's what I love about you, because you just have such positive lyrics, and especially with kids, with what you do on Choo Choo Soul. And I am a dancer. I dance to that. I love it.
ASAP.
I will. I have to post it on YouTube. You'll crack up. But yeah, I'm dead serious. I love it.
Oh my god, that's so awesome! I'm so glad. Thank you, girl. How
Anytime.
Fun! Thank you for having me be a part of this, and Malia, I appreciate all of it. It's really awesome.
We were so glad that you were able to help us out and come to the stage for us and lead the way. We always like it when we have positive role models such as yourself engaging in our activities. It's just like totally awesome. And you just, you have a lot of fans all over. My grandchildren watch you. Come on, Mama.
Oh, wow. That is so awesome.
Well,
they have a new song. I have a new song for them that we're just finishing right now. It's called Slide, Then Pinch. It's about how to tie a tie.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Love it already.
Oh, I love it. So we're going to finish that up today. I'll post it somewhere because I have Anaya singing on it, who is amazing. She's singing circles around me right now.
Love it.
I love it.
So,
love it. Love it. So great.
That's
congratulations to the winners, and thank you guys for having me be a part of it.
Thank you so much, Genevieve, for coming on. And I have to say, we have to get you on the Josie Show as a real, real guest so I could talk to you forever, okay?
So ready for that. So ready for that.
Yeah.
You let me know. I'm back in town until March 9th, so let me know.
Very, very cool. Thanks again so much.
Okay, you're so welcome. Bye, guys.
Bye. Woo.
Bye.
That was the talented Genevieve Goings, who was one of our judges. And also the other judges that we had was the talented Lewis Marklin and Sandy Harden, which thank you guys so much. I don't know if they're calling in, but I'm not sure, but thank you so much. If they're listening, thank you so much we love you so much. Thank you so much for being a part of this and being our wonderful judges. Guys rock. Woo! Love it. So what should we... Oh, yeah, and I have to thank... Malia, I have to thank you one last time for just everything that you do for me. You're such a great mentor to, you know, myself and to Lenore Luca from Teen Groove on the Move. And I love everything that you do for us. And I appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. We love you so much, Malia.
Thank you so much, Josie. I love you guys, too, and it's a pleasure to have you as a surrogate daughter. But I, too, have to go because I'm preparing the studio for your visit next weekend. So I'll have to listen to the show when I get in. You have a great show. I love you guys, and you take good care.
Oh, thank you so much. You, too. I cannot wait to see you.
Okay, I can't wait to see you. It'll be great.
It will be. Thank you so much, Katie.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Yes, woo! That was Malia McKinney from Conscious Music Entertainment. So please check her out on Facebook. Type in Conscious Music Entertainment, and I think she'll pop up. But if not, I'll post the link to her Facebook page so you can like her and all that fun stuff. And yes, so make sure you do that. I feel like I need to read these one last time, the winners. In third place, we have Gary Brockway with his song titled Running with the Wind. In second place, we have Pat Riley with his song titled Well, I Will. And our first place winner is Allison Bolton with her song titled Survivor. So big, big, big congrats. And also, I believe on Facebook and Twitter, I think we should write these as well so they know that they are the gigantic, amazing winners. So we will let them know and try to get them on a future show. So that would be really cool. And once again, thank you so much to Malia McKinney to make this possible, Lewis Marklin, Genevieve Goings, who we just got to talk to, and Sandy Harden. So big time thank you. And thank you so much to everyone who sent in your wonderful, positive lyrics. We loved every single one of them. And I still listen to them. I'm just letting you guys know that right now. Every single one of them I cherish. Thank you so much. And there's just so many talented people out there that I want you all on my show. So just please contact us, and we would definitely love to feature you. There's so many talented, like, songwriters out there and just musicians and singers out there that, I mean, it's crazy, all around the world. And doing this lyric contest, I got to meet a lot of these talented people, so that's beyond amazing. What did you think about this? My wonderful producer, Mama, over here. Did you like this or what?
This was awesome. I tell you what, we both, really, everybody that was a part of this, really got so excited every time a song came in. It was just crazy.
It felt like Christmas every single time. I'm like, another song!
We were jumping up and down like kindergartners. It was excellent.
It's true.
We were so excited. We honestly couldn't push the buttons to listen to them fast enough. So, you know, we got some great, great things. We've got lyrics sent in. We got, you know, music. We've got people singing things. We had people sending YouTubes and videos of themselves, you know performing songs, and it's just,
yeah,
it was incredible. The list is long, otherwise we'd go through every single one of them. But we do want to go ahead and we want to thank each and every person for submitting their songs. Honestly, this was a very, very difficult decision.
Mm-hmm.
It really
was.
Took us up until almost the time that the show
I literally want to work with all of these people. I'm serious. And I want to so bad, and they're just phenomenal, and we love every single entry, every single letter, everything. We're just so appreciative, and thank you guys so, so much for making this lyric contest possible, because without you guys sending in your lyrics, there would be no contest. So thank you, Beyond,
yes, we appreciate you
for doing this.
Songs with us. No doubt,
yes,
about that. It was absolutely,
yes,
awesome. So we're going to go ahead and try and contact these top three winners here, and we are going to attempt to get them on a future show
that
we can go ahead and chat with them, talk to them a little bit about the songs they put on, and a little bit about how they came up with that music, some
and
inspiration.
And then I can mush a little bit and tell them how amazing they were. And how much I love them, right?
Absolutely.
Then I can do that, right?
Very,
good,
very inspirational song.
Good.
So, again, thank you to everybody. When I say it came down to the wire.
It literally came down to the wire.
It came down to the wire because they were all so great. I mean,
it's really hard.
We could have picked, the top, 60. We probably would have been able to fit in a good portion of people. So
yes,
I wish we could have did that. Next time, that's for sure. So, be looking for more contests. We hope to do this again.
Mm-hmm.
It may be maybe a different form of a contest, but
never know.
We're definitely going to do this again. So keep your eyes peeled on Conscious Music Entertainment and on The Josie Show so that we can hopefully do this again and have some more fun, because there's just so much great stuff out there. We hate to pass it up. We'd like to just join in on the good times.
Never know. You never know what contest we're going to have next. So, yes, we're going to be meeting tons of new people. Before we go, I really want to mention if you can't call in live and there's a guest on the show that you would really, really, really love to, say hi to or to ask a question, but you're not able to be there live, you can call us and leave us a message at our 24-hour contact line. You could record something great that we could play on the air. The number to call is 224-208-8315, and also it's posted on our website as well, so for easy access and all that fun stuff. But you could just send in anything. You could send in happy birthday shout outs, anything, funny things. I don't even or you could just send me a message that, if you don't want it to be played on air, we won't, obviously, so we'll just, if you just want to leave me a message or something, that'd be fun too, because I would love to hear from you. And then also I want to mention, please join our forums. We have some wonderful, fantastic people in there. Fun things are in there, and just crazy things are in there too. I apologize. No, it's funny. It's really cool stuff, all ages, and it's a lot of fun, so check that out. And also there's a feature called Ask Josie on our website where you can ask any questions you have, and I will respond ASAP. I love answering your questions, so send us some questions. And also we have added many new items to our store, so check that out and scroll all the way to the bottom of the store page, and you will find some fun jewelry with my face on it. So check that out. And also, after a show, remember, our show gets archived on our website, YouTube, iTunes, and Zune. So check that out if you miss the show live. Also, check out our Facebook, facebook.com/Josie Show, I believe, facebook.com/thejosieshow, facebook.com/josieshow. I don't really know exactly which one it is, but type in the Josie Show on the little search bar on Facebook, and we should pop up under entertainment. So check that out. And also twitter.com/josieshow. Check that out. And also, if you would like to advertise on radio for an incredible price, we are going to be offering an unbelievable advertising deal. So email our producer at Tina, T-I-N-A, at josieshow.com for all the details. You'll get advertising on two different, great things, and you'll get advertising on the thing. So just email at Tina at josieshow.com, or just click on our sponsors page to sign right up. So check that out. Yes, I messed up that for a little. I messed that up, but it's okay. So check that out. So let's see. I've just got a thumbs up here. What are we? What's going on? Oh, we got a caller! Yay! We got a winner on the phone with us. So let's see. Oh, are we still waiting, or are they?
We are still waiting. We are very lucky because we are expecting
Ooh.
Gary Brockway to call in.
Brockway is going to call in. Gary Brockway is going to call in.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yay! Super cool. But he's not on right now, right?
Not yet. He is one of our winners, and if we can get him on tonight, I will be extra excited. I know he's in the chat room.
Woo!
We see him in the chat room. We're very excited. Let me make sure I gave him the right number. Yes, I did. That is awesome.
Yeah, 646-381-4339. Yeah.
That is awesome. So we will chat a little bit here while we're waiting for Gary. I would love for us to be able to say congratulations.
Oh, yes. Oh, it looks like.
That would be awesome.
Let's see.
Let's find out who
that is. We're on a limb here because we are not screening this ahead of time.
Let's see who we got.
So let's see here. Hopefully this is Gary. Gary, is that you?
Yes, it is. Who's this?
We got the right person. Hello, Gary. How are you? Gary Brockway, everyone.
Great. How are you doing tonight? This is a surprise.
I am doing so great. I'm so excited. It's Friday.
I don't blame you. I listen to your show, by the way.
Oh, thank you so much. So much. Yeah. And you actually, I have to say, I love your song, Running with the Wind, and it actually placed third place. So congratulations to you.
Oh, you're kidding me. Okay, cool. I have others. I have a couple more I've just redone, too. So I appreciate it. That's kind of cool.
Send them our way.
Coming in third is not too bad. I mean, you know, I don't want to say congratulations to what I can't think of what her name was. Sorry.
Allison Bolton was our first place winner.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
I appreciate this.
We appreciate you sending in your music. We wouldn't have a lyric contest without you sending in people sending in the music. So thank you so much, and we think you're just so talented, and we need to get you on the show.
That would be awesome.
Yes, I'll interview you properly.
Oh yeah, that would be great. It's cool.
Yes. So tell us about your song "Running with the Wind." Can you tell everyone what that one's about?
Actually, a friend of mine and I wrote the music, and she wrote the word, helped her a little bit on her lyrics, because she's more like a, not a lyricist, I'm going to say, she's kind of like a poem writer.
Mm-hmm.
But
oh, cool.
She writes poems, so I looked at it, and she had a lot of words in there. Some didn't make sense, so I kind of like shortened it up a little bit. And then I looked at it, said, okay, well, that's not too bad. And I had this tune in my head as soon as I saw the song. I said, well, I'll try it and see what it sounds like. And I sent it to her, and she went, wow, man, that's great. I said, well, I did the best I could, you know. I consider it more like a folk song to me anyway. It's not a country song. I consider it more of a folk-sounding thing, you know.
Yes, it does. And we think it's so great. And we absolutely love the song. And like I mentioned, we have to get you on the show so we could just – promote your music and all that fun stuff. That would be so cool.
Oh, my God, Josie, that would be awesome. Nobody's ever done that. I've never done something like this before. You know, never. I just, you know, I'm just trying to get my music out, like you say, you know.
We will help you with that. You know we have your back, and we think you're just so talented and such a great guy that we will send you a booking letter, and we will get you on the show.
No kidding.
Definitely.
Oh.
Absolutely.
And
play your music and everything.
Oh, that would be cool. You mean I would be talking to you in person instead of like on the phone?
Well, I mean, if you lived closer, of course, but
yeah,
it would be over the phone. If that's
that'll
all right.
Be fine. I can
yeah.
do that, man. Yeah. Just
awesome,
like you're talking
awesome.
To me. This is cool. This whole thing's cool.
Is it? Isn't it so easy? And it's just crazy that you get to like talk to people from far away. You know what I mean? It's really cool.
Yes. Yeah, I like to get to know people anyway. I'm kind of like a people person myself. So just like you,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a people person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's so cool. And Gary, thank you so much for calling in and congratulations. And we will definitely keep in touch with you and give you a booking letter and get you right back on the show and promote all of your music and just have fun.
Josie, that sounds like an awesome thing to do. I'm kind of like blown away right now because I came in third, but you know that's, that's kind of like so cool for me, you know, because I've been trying for a long time to get something going, you know, with my music, and I just gave it a shot sending that song to you because I go, you just never know what's going to happen, you know, but
right.
You are like so beautiful. Thank you, I appreciate this.
Well, we got you, and we will. Help you out, and I love your music, so I am very beyond excited to get to talk to you further.
Me too. Me too as well. This is going to be great. I haven't been on an interview in I don't know how long, so this is going to be fun for me. Especially me talking to you about it. Stuff, you know, it's kind of cool.
Oh, thank you. Oh, that's so cool. That's like the nicest thing. You just made my day. Thank you.
That's cool. I appreciate this. I appreciate you wanting me to call you and let me know about how my song did. So that's kind of cool. I'm proud of that. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And we will talk to you soon. Thank you so much for calling in, all right?
You're welcome. Thank
great rest
thank
of your
you.
Day.
You know, yeah,
thank
you, you just made my night here.
Oh, good. You made mine. thank
cool.
you.
Okay, cool. You are beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
Goodbye.
Bye. Woo. Oh, he's so nice. That is Gary Brockway. He is so talented. We are huge fans of his now, and we just, like I said, we are definitely going to get him on the show and promote his work. Thank you so much, Gary, for just coming on the show and being a fan of the show and all this other stuff. Like, seriously, hearing things like that makes my day. Thank you so much. We love you. We think you're just fabulous. So thank you so much. We are actually running out of time. I do not want to get cut off here. But we're definitely going to let all the winners, we're going to announce them on Facebook, Twitter, all that fun stuff, and promote their work. So thank you so much, everyone. And we will talk to you guys soon next Friday. I won't because it's our February 24th one, and I'll be recording my first single, but it'll be narrated by one of my producers, Alan Firestone, so it'll be a great night, so please make sure, February 24th, you tune in, fun stuff is going to happen, and thank you so much for tuning in, and see you guys next Friday. Bye-bye. Mwah.